I'm Frank Vaughn. It's Sunday, September 29th, 2024. And first, just a bit of housekeeping. Anybody who emailed or sent me email address looking for communication, I've wrote all of you back, but I haven't heard back from a single person, so I'm wondering if those emails actually made it where they were supposed to go. Check your emails. There's got to be a dozen of you. And we'll see what happens, because I don't know why I haven't heard from anybody. The subject of this video is the tools that I used to overcome health problems that I was having, as well as to lose weight and stay disciplined and change my life completely around. And, you know, I'm not a doctor, so do your own research. I'm telling you what I did. And the first thing I'm going to do, and I'll put a link to these things in the description, is I'm just going to show you a couple, one video in particular and one channel in particular as jumping off platforms. I've read books, I've read articles, I've watched a lot of content. But in the hours and hours and hours of research I did, these people stand out as the best. This video right here, this is a guy, Dr. Sten Ekberg. It's what happens if you go without food for 5 days. It is absolutely fantastic. Like I said, I'm going to put a link. And this is to get you started into the world of fasting and some of the things that you need to consider as you do your own research. The second place is Dr. Ken Berry, which many in the comments have already indicated that they know who this man is, but this will get you started down the path toward carnivore, or at the very least, very hardcore keto, which I have been for quite a while. But that aside, check those links out. I spent 2 years honing my own willpower and honing my own discipline. It took forever, it seemed, to complete my first five-day fast, and then it was months in between that fast and the second time I did a five-day fast. And in between, I've done multiple two-day and three-day and many one-day fasts, and I've done a lot of experimentation. But just as often, I fell off the wagon, you know. I'd set out to do a fast in the morning, and by 5 o'clock, I'm like, nah, I'm just going to eat today. I'll start tomorrow. As well as thinking I was going to go carnivore and then going back to the cupboard to find something sweet. And it took me a long time to actually wean myself off of each individual food item, each individual thing that I was used to eating. So cereal was big in my life, sugar, honey in my coffee, honey with cream in my coffee, cookies. I couldn't be around cookies. I was into the kids' snacks. It was a problem. It was just, whether you want to call it stress eating or whatever I was doing, I was overeating and I was eating the wrong things. And so I really struggled with it and got stronger and stronger and stronger with each iteration. But still, I wasn't 100% of the way there. And so this is where the element of faith comes in. Faith in something bigger than yourself, faith in something higher than yourself, faith in a greater calling, if you will. I don't really care how you define it. I'm just going to tell you what I did. So in order to get over that hurdle permanently, stopping sugar, stopping starch, and just sticking with carnivore and fasting and really starting to see those results, this is the hack I used. Now, I did the same thing when I quit smoking 21 years ago. I swore an oath on my soul that I would never habitually smoke again, and in fact, not smoke for at least 10 years. And I have kept both because you're not going to risk your soul. And so what I did was I picked up this Bible, this old beat-up Bible. I've never read a word out of this particular Bible because this was my father's. For all I know, it could have been my grandfather's, but I know it was my father's. And it contains within it a bunch of different artifacts from my dad's lifetime, and it's probably the most precious possession that I have. And I picked this book up, and I read these words: "By my soul, my family, and my legacy, I will abhor sugar and starch until I am done. Exception one is small and token sampling when it's someone else's house and propriety demands it, but with extreme control." So that just basically means if you're somewhere else and someone's getting real butt hurt because you won't try their banana bread, I'm allowed a piece. But I got to try and get out of it with extreme prejudice if I can without offending somebody. I haven't had a problem with that yet. Exception two is in the case that I honestly forget and must immediately stop when I remember. In the beginning, that was a possibility. If I forget and I eat a cookie, I don't want to go to hell for that. Exception three is if forced by survival or another circumstance of similar gravity. Of course, if the world ends and World War III is accomplished, as President Biden and all the politicians in Canada seem to want, then I'm going to go back to starches. You can bet on that. And I read it out loud, holding my father's Bible in the early hours of July 15th, 2024. And it takes the guesswork out, because here we are in September, and I haven't touched any of that stuff. And there's no doubt in my mind that I will not, because I'm not going to fail my soul, my family, and my legacy. These are all things that are bigger than myself. They're all things that are not self-focused. These are the things that remain when I am gone. And if you don't have some kind of allegiance, something that you feel with your soul, with a weight of gravity, if you don't have that in your life, I don't know what to say to you. I hope you have very strong willpower, because you're going to need it for everything, not just these types of things, but for many other things that you encounter in life. People talk about prayer, bowing your head and making your requests, and I've been part of many a long prayer circle, and so that is one way of doing it. It's not my way, but that is one way of doing it. I think that Matthew's fairly clear in that it admonishes you to simply do the Lord's Prayer and not get wordy. So I adhere to that. But there's another form of prayer, in a sense, and that's what I would call this. Because you're taking a solemn vow, something that you cannot break. And I knew that it was going to come down to this for months leading up to that moment in July. I knew that if I did it, then it would be something that I couldn't get out of, which is why I didn't do it right away. But now that I've done it, I know that I will never taste sugar and I will never eat another piece of bread unless I am done. Now, what does done mean? In my case, it doesn't just mean weight loss. It means a state of physical readiness. I don't need to be extremely ripped. I don't need to be working out every 4 hours, every single day. But I will know when I'm there. And I either get there or I don't. But I think it's inevitable now, because of the power of spirit. It takes all the guesswork out. And so if you have it, if you have that allegiance to something beyond yourself, something higher, you've had that experience, even if you can't define it, you don't know where you fit in the spectrum, Gnostic, agnostic, Christian, Muslim, whatever you're doing, it has to be beyond you, it has to be moral, it has to be noble, and it has to be good in order for this method to work for you. And it does work. When I want to fast, I pick 4 or 5 days that I want to fast through. I pick this up, and I say something similar to that. I don't even have to say it. I literally just lay my hand on it. I'm just like, I'm not eating for 5 days on my soul and my family and my legacy. With the same three exceptions, but I don't even really need the exceptions. And it's done. And you might suffer, and you might be hungry, and you might go through all the different phases, and something I call, I don't know if anybody else would experience this, but when you're fasting, somewhere around the second day and into the third day, I get what I call the doom. And the doom is where all the color comes out of all the activities that normally give you joy. The only thing that seems immune to that is my children and my family. They always give me joy. But whether it's reading books, reading news, reading research papers, educating myself, which is one of my favorite pastimes, the luster comes off. And you start to really feel the weight of it. It almost challenges your confidence. But if you push beyond that and you get into day 4 and day 5, you actually start to feel pretty good. Now, you should be taking some electrolytes while you do this. And in essence, go to the good doctors, who I'm going to link in the description, and just get started there. And then use Google as you get curious and refine it. There's a Canadian, if you prefer Canadians. His name is Dr. I believe it's Dr. Fung. He's out of Toronto. He actually runs a fasting clinic. He's really good, too. Maybe I'll link to him as well, if I remember to. But whether you're a type 2 diabetic or you're worried about cancer prevention or you're fighting cancer, I mean, fasting and fighting cancer actually go together brilliantly. That's backed up by science. That's not some kind of conspiracy theory. Just about everything we think we know about cholesterol has been proven wrong in the last decade, but few are the doctor who actually know what they're doing. This is why I always find it interesting when people say you got to trust your doctor and trust the medical community unflinchingly and uncritically, and that the whole thing that we just went through was actually a net positive because the experts told you something. If you do your research, you will find that oftentimes the expert consensus is overturned within 5 or 10 years and people are left harmed because of expert consensus. If your doctor is prescribing you statins, 9 times out of 10, it's a bad idea in the modern day. But you wouldn't know that. And your doctor might not know that either. Just because they graduated medical school doesn't mean they've kept up to date, which is why I refer to Dr. Ken Berry and Dr. Sten Ekberg, because they do keep up. It's a passion. They are passionate doctors. They believe in their work, and they believe in refining their work and evolving as they go. There's a lot of things you can protect your heart, cardiovascular health, circulatory system, your immune system, skin disorders, aches and pains, arthritis. I have a list, which I should have grabbed. I probably wouldn't have shared it with you, but I should have grabbed it, so I had it in my head anyway. But I wrote a list down. It's a little piece of paper, you know, and it has maybe 12, 14 lines per side, but I had to fill it out front and back. And I listed every single thing that I was having trouble with, from sleep deprivation to brittle nails to all of these different things. And it wasn't my doctors who gave me the solutions. It was my own research, my own knowledge, and my own knowledge of myself and making adaptations and going through the work of the last 2 years. And I would say that 70% of those ailments are gone, and the rest will be gone. Of that, I am confident. I know it now. It's inevitable, because I gave my word to it. And I gave my word to something higher than myself to get it done. I don't know why you deny yourself that power up in life. If God doesn't exist, we should probably invent him. And that's another thing. No, I'm not going to get into that right now. Even if you're not a believer, even if you're an atheist, even if you're just somebody here who thinks this is just off the wall, I would absolutely encourage you to look at the videos that I'm going to link, because they might change your life. They might make you healthy. I know people in my life who desperately need this knowledge, but they're so committed to thinking that solutions come in pill form and their lives are in a tailspin. They're so unhealthy. They're in so much pain. They're obese. They can barely move. They have no strength left to them. They can't eat. They can't keep anything in their guts. They run back and forth to the toilet every half hour or an hour. Their lives are miserable. And you try to share this information with them, and they just get so mad because they think every solution comes in a pill form. I know one person that's on 20 different medications, and she's never gotten a single step healthier in the last 20 years. And that's tragic. To know the solutions, to actually see it working in your life and see someone else willfully choosing to suffer is a tragedy. So if even one of you gets some value out of this material that I'm sharing with you, then that's amazing. It's kind of like the farming videos. This is a little bit non-political, but it's a quality of life thing. And I think you can vastly improve the quality of your life by finding this knowledge first and then figuring out how to apply it in your life. You don't have to go right to the end. You don't have to go right to a 5-day fast. If you're on some medications, you might actually have to work with your doctor to tailor the plan around what you're taking and what is necessary for you. But I took a lot of baby steps, and I kept working them, and I kept working them, and I kept working them. And the pinnacle of it all was August, where I didn't eat Monday to Friday, and then I ate on the weekends. And I did that the entire month of August, and it was amazing. It was very liberating. To gain full control of your appetites and still maintain some concentration, I must say that from the last three or four videos I was fasting through. I was on multi-day fastings through them all. And though I felt a little bit off because, the hunger does die away, but you're still aware that you're not eating, and there's a feeling that comes with that. It transcends your stomach hunger. The stomach hunger, that really intense hunger, it goes away. That's just ghrelin trying to get you to eat. And when you don't find any food, it goes away for a while. It leaves you alone. It'll come back, and then it'll go away. It'll come back, and then it'll go away. But once you get beyond 3 days, all of a sudden you're not really hungry anymore. It feels different. There's a different type of urgency to your step. Your you'll get cold, but then after the third day, you start feeling normal again, typically, if you're taking electrolytes. But you'll learn all about this if you just go down the rabbit hole, and I would encourage all of you to do that. I'm Frank Vaughn. I'll see you in the next one.